Coming home for dinner, but I could come.
Good.
What's the occasion?
Fred's old vaudeville partner's in town.
Not the other half of Laugh Till It Hurts with Mertz and Kurtz.
Barney Kurtz.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
We didn't even know he was in this country. He's been entertaining royalty all over Europe.
I saw the postcard.
Oh, that's right. Listen, can I borrow your big silver tray?
Sure. Oh, I'm afraid it's gonna need a little cleaning.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks. We have to put on a little dog, so Barney will think Fred Mertz has done all right, too.
What do you mean? Fred has nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, I know, but he's so jealous of Barney, because Barney stayed in show business and got to be a big star.
Yeah.
Fred got out all of his press notices this morning and put them all around the room in discreet places.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And if he soft shoes through the living room one more time singing Red, Red Robin, I'm going to let him have it right in the beak.
Oh, no.
Say, can I borrow your old-fashioned cruet set, too?
Sure.
And let's see, your damask tablecloth.
And the napkin.
And the napkin. And let me see that. And the napkins. And your silver carving set.
Why don't you just leave everything here and borrow the apartment? I'm surprised you haven't asked me to dress up and go over and serve for you.
Well, for heaven's sake, I didn't think you'd mind my asking you to...
Oh, borrow. Honey, you know I don't.
Oh, I know you don't mind.
Of course
Let's
not.
Let's see, now, what else can I borrow that looks better than what I've got?
How about Ricky?
That's a thought. Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea you had.
You can't have him.
No, no, I don't mean that. I mean you dressing up like a maid and coming over and helping me serve.
Oh, well, I'll see you later, dear. You run home now. You've got a lot to do. You've got a lot to take
care
of.
Oh, come on now, Lucy. Won't you do it for me?
No.
Well, why not? I never asked you to do anything like this before.
Oh, honey, I can't do that. What would Ricky say?
Ricky's not home. Oh, come on now. You just gotta do it for me.
I don't gotta do it.
Well, think of all the hundreds of things I've done for you.
Now, honey, I don't ever ask you to do
wonderful folks.
That was a wonderful show. Wonderful show. Honey, what was the name of that mind reader?
Alexander the Great.
That's right.
Alexander the Great. What a mind reader. He could tell you anything about yourself.
Barney, whatever happened to him? Oh, he's working for the income tax department.
Barney, would you care for more beef?
Please, yes, please.
Bessie?
Madame rang.
Yes, Madame did. Mr. Kurtz cares for more beef.
Yes, ma'am.
Barney, tell us all about Europe.
Well, when I was making all of those command performances before the crown heads of Europe, I thought of your book. Really?
Imagine playing before royalty.
Well, they're just like ordinary people.
They are. Do they laugh and applaud?
I never will forget the first command performance in the London Palladium.
The London Palladium?
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. You know, I was, I was very hot that night. You know, I kept it topical.
Yeah.
I said, a funny thing happened to me tonight on my way to Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace?
Buckingham Palace.
You may bring the beef.
Yes, ma'am. I'll hustle it right up, ma'am.
Bring some more potatoes, Bessie.
Yes, sir.
And some green beans.
Yes, ma'am.
And some rolls.
Yes, sir.
And could I have a spot of gravy, please?
Yes, ma'am. Sir.
Well, Fred, you seem to be doing all right with a maid and everything.
Well, Barney, if I do say so myself, we're doing pretty well.
Good.
We own a couple of other apartment houses besides this one.
And we have a part-time cleaning woman.
Yeah. And it's too bad our two cars are laid up, or you could use the chauffeur.
Well, it couldn't happen to two nicer people, and I'm happy for you both.
Oh, thank you.
Barney, it's so good to have you with us again.
Thank you. You know
what we ought to do, Fred, while Barney's here?
No.
We ought to get the old gang together and have a party.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Very nice of you, but it can't be done. I just about had enough time to visit you.
Oh.
You know, I only have a few days. What with the booking agents, the newspaper reporters, and then I'm mapping out a new tour.
Yeah, Barney, I can see you're pretty busy, all right.
Yes, indeed. But it would be nice to see the old gang again. Fly, you know that sliding Jim Crane?
Oh, sliding Jim.
Never Kravitz and Lane?
Yes.
And the Shardy sisters?
Yes. Flying Harrisons?
Oh, how did you have to remember them?
Everybody.
I just want to ask you one.
What?
Do you know what happened to Venus Jones?
Venus Jones?
Yeah.
The last time
Barney.
I heard...
Huh? What? Mr. and Mrs. Carl Guppy, remember the...
Oh, Junior Carl Guppy.
Yeah.
And the Costellos?
Oh,
and
Costellos.
Frank Turini. Frank Turini.
And Adolph Gonzales. What about that chronologist? The
John Fugel, the fire eater. Why, he'd spit hot lead right in your hand.
Lucy, a doozy, a dancing fancy.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'll get a cloth and wipe it up.
Oh, my. Spit hot lead. You know, it's impossible to get good desserts today.
I know how it is. Yes, yes.
Really. Oh, say, Barney.
Hmm?
That's too bad, but are you going to be able to make Indianapolis on this trip?
I'm afraid not, no.
Oh, you're not going to Indianapolis?
No.
You're not going to see your daughter and your grandson. Have you ever seen him?
Well, not since he was about a year old.
Oh,
I told him that I couldn't make it this time, but I said the next trip... I'll come out there and I'll spend a lot of time.
That's good.
Fine.
Yes,
Barney, and speaking of Indianapolis,
yeah.
Do you remember the night we broke our new act in there?
Do I?
Yeah.
That big hit song we reduced?
By Jingo?
By Jingo.
I bet I still remember it.
And so do I.
In the land of San Domingo, lived a gal called Oh By Jingo. Ta da 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 da. Oompa, 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 oompa. From the fields and from the marshes came the old and young by gushes. Dad, yeah, da 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 da. Oompa, 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 oompa. They all spoke in a different lingo, but they all knew Oh By Jingo. And every night, they sang in the pale moonlight. Oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by gov, till ya, da, 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 da. Oh, by jingo, can't you hear I love to be at party, la, da, da. We will build for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We will have a lot, oh, by golly, and we'll put them in the follies. By Gingo said, by gosh, by gee, to the da da da. She said, by dimini, don't you bother me. So they all went away singing, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by gee. By Jingo, by G, you're the only girl for. By G, you're the only girl for. By G, you're the only girl for. Bump tilly um bump, bump tilly um bump, bump tilly um bump for me.
Oh boy.
Well, you remembered most of the lyrics,
yeah, all of it.
Wonderful. And wait till you see what I've got for dessert.
Oh. I'll tell you, they don't write lyrics like that.
But they don't.
Well, they don't. That is a real sensational number. Boy, oh, boy.
Do you remember the night the fellow fell into the orchestra pit?
You may serve the dessert.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am.
Oh, Ansel, have you seen Lucy?
Let's just come on in and meet an old friend of ours.
Sure.
Ricky, this is Barney Kurtz. Barney, this is Ricky Ricardo.
How do you do?
Glad to know you,
Ricky. Glad to know you, Barney.
Yes,
hi, honey.
Oh, hi.
Rather friendly, isn't she?
You may serve the dessert, Bessie.
Yes, ma'am.
Bessie? Lucy, what are you doing in that get-up?
Why, she was kind of,
Oh, dear.
Oh, what's the use? Barney, I might as well confess. We really haven't got all the money I said we had. This is the only apartment house we own, and the bank owns most of it. We can't afford a maid. That's Lucy Ricardo, Ricky's wife. They live right across the hall from us, our neighbors.
How do you do, sir? I mean, glad to know you, Barney.
Glad to know you.
Oh, Fred, you didn't have to pretend with me.
Well, you being the big shot you are, I didn't
know. Oh, nonsense. Imagine you putting up a front for your old partner, Barney.
I guess it was kind of silly.
Yeah.
Why do you say we all sit down and have some cake?
Oh, thank goodness. My feet are killing me.
Hey, that cake looks good, huh?
Doesn't that look
hey,
good?
Hey, Ricky, you should have heard the number that Barney and Fred did. It was so great.
Yeah?
Barney, would you and Fred do another one? Would you mind?
Would they mind? Would a small boy mind going to the circus?
Well, we might be talked into it.
Oh, Tommy.
Remember the song we closed the act with?
Do I?
I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. She was a pearl and the only girl that daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loved nobody else but you. I want a gal just like the gal that married dear old dad.
Fix that thing, but just tighten it up. You gotta take the whole handle off to fix it.
All right, all right. Now, you know all about it. You fix it.
Well, you're the landlord, aren't you? You fix it. Besides, I don't want to get my hands dirty.
Oh, that's swell. That's swell.
All right.
There, now. If anybody can open that door from the outside without a key, I'll eat it.
Oh, Fred, I'm so
hi, Fred.
You got a surprise for you.
We
got
here
what happened.
What happened?
We just had a letter from Barney's daughter.
Yeah, what is it all about?
Well, we had this idea.
I had the idea.
Well, okay. Lucy had this idea to wire Barney's daughter and ask if the little grandson could come to New York and stay with us.
And surprise Barney.
Gee, that's a great idea.
Yeah, when is he coming?
Oh, we got so excited we didn't finish the letter. Wait a minute, let's see. Thank you so much for your kind invitation for little Barney to visit New York and see his granddad. He is all excited about seeing his famous grandfather perform during his New York engagement.
New York engagement?
Oh, she must have misunderstood. I'm putting him on the midnight train tonight, and he will arrive in New York Thursday afternoon at the Pennsylvania station.
That's today.
Well, sure it is.
Is this Thursday?
Gee, yeah. Won't old Barney get a kick out of this?
I bet he will. What time?
Well, it's Thursday afternoon.
We'll have to pick him up.
Oh, hey, baby. Hello, Barney.
Hello.
Barney.
Come on.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Barney. Glad to see you.
Oh, Fred, I knocked on your door. There wasn't any answer, so I came over here.
Right.
Well, sit down, Barney.
Okay.
Sit down.
I've got something to tell you. I should have told you before. I'm an awful phony.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't been in Europe all these years, starring in vaudeville. I've been living in New York. I'm a cook in a restaurant up in the Bronx.
Oh, no!
Oh, my goodness!
This is terrible!
Oh, I'm sorry I upset you. Now, please don't be mad.
No, 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 we're not mad at you. We'll never get mad at you. It's just that when we found out you couldn't go to Indiana, we wired your daughter to send your grandson on to New York to stay with us.
Oh, no! Oh, I have to wire them not to come.
It's too late. He's on his way.
Oh, this is a fine mess.
Yeah, Ethel, some lousy idea you had.
I had.
Okay, okay. Doesn't matter whose idea it was. Now, the point is that you've gotten Barney into a jam. Now we got to figure a way to get him out of it.
Yeah. Listen, Barney.
Huh?
Could you get a couple of days off from the restaurant?
Well, yes.
Well, listen, now you take a room at the hotel, show the little fellow around New York City, and he'll never know the difference.
Sure.
Yeah. No, 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 it won't work.
Why not?
Because I haven't got a dime. I've been sending all my money home for the little fellow. I've been wanting to educate him. And besides, I told him I was performing in New York, and I couldn't come to visit him.
That's what she must have meant in the letter.
Yeah.
I can explain to my daughter. She'd understand. But how am I going to tell little Barney that his grandfather, his famous grandfather, isn't famous after all? Just a has-been. I had a friend of mine send him a lot of postcards all over Europe. The same ones they sent to you. He wants to grow up and be like his granddaddy. He thinks I'm kind of special.
Barney.
Hmm?
You're going to be performing when that little fella gets to New York.
What do you mean? Where?
Ricky, tell him where.
Yeah. Where?
At the Tropicana.
Yeah, the Tropicana. Wait a minute. I haven't been on the stage in years. I can't do anything.
Oh, honey, sure.
I'll help you.
What do you mean?
Oh, sure. We'll do that old bathing bit that you did on the Keith time.
That's a good idea.
There's a part in it for all of us.
Can I be in it, too?
Sure.
Oh,
listen, you tell me what costume you need, and you tell me what the rest of you need. Well, Barney, old boy, are you ready?
The show gonna start now?
Right now.
Oh, boy.
You sit right there. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you're wondering why the Tropicana looks kind of different tonight with the curtain and everything, it's because we're putting a very special kind of a show featuring a very special kind of a gentleman. He's an internationally famous entertainer, Mr. Barney Kurtz.
That's my grandpa.
That's right. And here's our guest of honor, Barney's grandson, little Barney. Let's give him a nice big hand, everybody. Yeah? Come on, take a bow. Hi, boy. Well, you're really going to enjoy this show because his grandfather is going to do an act that he used to do with Fred Merz about 30 years ago. And in this act, they're going to be assisted by Lucy Ricardo, Ethel Merz, and yours truly. So here we go now to Atlantic City, on the boardwalk.
Well, hello, stranger.
Well, are you here for the convention?
For the Dairyman's Convention.
Good for you. I'm from Wisconsin.
And I am from Illinois, sir.
Good. That's a mighty nice part of the country.
What hotel are you stopping at?
Hotel? I'm only going to be here 3 days.
Hey, you see what I see?
A couple of good lookers.
Well, aren't they?
Convention, we didn't know a soul. Headed for the boardwalk, going for a stroll. Just a couple of visiting dairymen. We were feeling lonesome when I found a beach on the beach at Atlantic City.
And there's a peach for each, and they are pretty.
Mother told us she would scold us if we spoke to a masher. If you don't stop, sir, we'll call a cop, sir. And he'll come on the run and settle your hash, sir.
Now have no fear, little dear, I've the best intention. You'll hear no bumps here at the Dairyman's Convention. It may seem bold, but it must be told. You got me dilly-dally, give me a kiss, you'll never miss.
Sure!
Salt water taffy.
I found the beach upon the beach. I'll cling to the beach and out on the beach till the day I die.
I give up my money.
Oh,
I'd give up my life.
Oh.
For you, I'd even give up my life.
Your wife?
If I had one.
Oh.
Oh.
Would you enjoy a mid-smash?
Not on your tintype. If you'll excuse us, we're going in bathing.
Well, do you mind if we join you?
It's a free ocean.
This is the best convention I ever was to.
Me too.
By the sea, by the beautiful sea.
We saw these cuties first.
Yeah, why don't you get a dolly of your own?
Well, it isn't my fault.
What do you mean it isn't your fault?
I hate to talk about myself, but here's one time I must. Your confidence I'll trust. I have to speak or bust. It's funny how I get the girls. I never try at all. I seem to hypnotize them. I'm bound to make them fall. There go wild, simply wild over me. They go mad, just as mad as they can be. The tall ones, the small ones, I grab them up like that. Every night, how they fight over me. I don't know what it is that they can see. The ladies look at me and sigh. In my arms, they wanna die. They go wild, simply wild. And they're hopelessly, helplessly, frantic, romantically wild, simply wild over me.
Thank you. Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.